الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. We continue our readings in the treatise Kashf al-Shubuhat, revealing the doubts, removing, uncovering, and exposing the doubts. Exposing the doubts with regards to the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be worshipped alone with no partners. Exposing the doubts of those who call on others along with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and claim that it's permissible and allowed. Those who call on the graves and call on the saints and call on the awliya, they have many great doubts with regards to the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the deen and the religion and the way of the prophets and messengers alayhim as-salatu was-salam. But the one who has knowledge, he will be able to repel those doubts and he will be able to see the weakness of those doubts and those misunderstandings, and that is clear falsehood. He will be able to see that clearly with the light of knowledge by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have seen that the methodology of the author rahimahullah ta'ala in this particular treatise is to begin with a very great and beneficial introduction. And in the introduction, the author, he clarified a number of important points, a number of important points and principles with regards to the correct creed and correct belief. And from that was the clarification of the religion and the way and the creed and the call of all of the prophets and messengers alayhim as-salatu was-salam, alayhim as-salatu was-salam, from the beginning of them Nuh alayhi salam all the way until the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And likewise clarifying the deen and the way and the creed and the belief of the mushrikeen, clarifying the way specifically of those mushrikeen in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and likewise clarifying the means of how shirk, paganism, and polytheism was first introduced into mankind and the reality of that, and that particular type of paganism and polytheism continued throughout the generations, all the way from the time of Nuh alayhi salam until the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And likewise we see that same type of paganism and polytheism and associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worship continued until the time of the author rahimahullahu ta'ala, and it's continuing until this day. Although some of the names or the terms that are used to refer to that have changed, the reality is the same, that they are associating partners with Allah and they are giving the pure and the sole right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a portion of that to the creation, a portion of that to the creation. And we have seen likewise that the author rahimahullah, after establishing these fundamentals, he had mentioned the means to reveal and uncover, to repel the doubts in a general manner, to repel those doubts in a general manner. And then after this, now he is going to mention the detail of here. So the general understanding is very beneficial. The general understanding of how to repel all doubts and misconceptions with regards to the affairs of deen, whether if it's regards to the issues of aqidah or with regards to the issues of manhaj. And in order to benefit from this refutation, a person, he must have a solid understanding of the truth in that particular issue. The one who is grounded in the truth in a particular issue, any doubt that is presented with regards to that issue, he will be able to repel it in the manner that has preceded. He will be able to repel that and be safe from that bi'idhnillahi ta'ala in the manner that had preceded. And this is a general refutation. And now the author rahimahullah is going to move on to the specific refutation. And this is with regards to specific doubts. So the specific refutation, this is going to be in regards to specific doubts and misconceptions and misunderstandings. As for that which has proceeded from the general refutation, this will encompass all doubts and misconceptions, with the condition that the person first is grounded in the truth of that particular issue. So now the topic about this specific, the specific refutation is going to be about shubha after shubha, and doubt after doubt, misconception after misconception. And the author, rahimahullah ta'ala, he begins in this first portion here mentioning three doubts that those grave worshippers and those whom ascribe to the deen of Islam, and they state the shahada, yet they contradict it in their creed. Yet they contradict it in their creed and their statement and their deed. They have doubts, and there are many in reality that they have. But the greatest of those doubts can be summarized in three. And the author, rahimahullah ta'ala, he began with the mention of these three doubts. But in the methodology of clarifying this falsehood, the author, he does not mention the detailed evidence again because it already has proceeded. So the means to refute these three detailed doubts and misconceptions, the means to refute these three detailed doubts and misconceptions is to understand the introduction properly, is to understand that which has proceeded in the introduction properly. So the one who understood the religion of the prophets and messengers, and that which has proceeded in the clarification of that, that all of them, they call to the same creed, to the same deed, and to the same deen, and the same foundation, a fundamental principle, that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah, and that anything that is worshipped besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is falsehood, and that a person, he must disbelieve in everything that is worshipped besides Allah, and that all actions of worship and devotion and humbleness and obedience should be directed to Allah alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will benefit greatly now and be able to refute these doubts. Along with that, he must also know the religion of the pagans and polytheists from the time of Nuh alayhi salam all the way until the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and even more specifically the shirk that the people in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were involved in. Those whom the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had a dispute with them. Those whom the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he called them and he warned them. Then he eventually fought them sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was their creed? What was their belief? And what was their deen? What were they upon? In this manner, by understanding the way of the prophets and messengers alayhim salatu wassalam, and then likewise understanding what the pagans and polytheists were upon in the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, now the true religion will become clear, and those false misconceptions and those doubts likewise will become manifest, and those doubts likewise will become manifest in this manner. But the one who has deficiency in this affair here, in this great fundamental principle, he is the one who will be affected by these doubts, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. But with the light of knowledge and the armament of knowledge and the weapon of knowledge and understanding, then these doubts can be repelled, and the people of falsehood can be refuted, and they can be set in their place and belittlement, وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ. And they can be set in their place and belittlement, وَلِلَّهِ Alhamd. So I mentioned this affair in order to remember and to recollect that which has preceded. That which is coming now is based upon that. If we understood that properly and clearly, then inshallah we'll benefit from that which is coming. And if we did not understand that, then the understanding from that which is coming will be deficient and weak. It's for this reason we had taken a number of classes repeating those affairs over and over. So the author, he says, rahimahullahu ta'ala, وَأَمَّا الْجَوَابُ الْمُفَصَّلُ. And as for the detailed response, فَإِنَّ أَعْدَاءَ اللَّهِ لَهُمْ اِعْتِرَاوَاتٌ كَثِيرَةٌ عَلَى دِينِ الرُّسُلِ يَسُدُّونَ بِهَا النَّاسَ عَنْهُ. He says, rahimahullahu ta'ala, as for the detailed response, then indeed the enemies of Allah, they have many objections. They have many objections and misunderstandings that they have with regards to the religion of the messengers. عليهم الصلاة والسلام. عليهم الصلاة والسلام. يسدون بها الناس عنه. And they are blocking the people. They are prohibiting the people from the religion of the messengers. عليهم الصلاة والسلام. With these misconceptions and with these doubts and oppositions that they have, or these ideas that they have in opposition to that way. He says, "Minha qawluhum, nahnu la nushriku billahi shay'a, bal nashhadu annahu la yakhluqu wa la yarzuqu wa la yuhyi wa la yumitu wa la yudabbiru al-amr wa la yanfa'u wa la yadurru illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lah wa anna Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallama la yamliku li nafsihi naf'an wa la barra لا يملك لنفسه نفعا ولا ضرا فضلا عن عبد القادر أو غيره. He says, rahimahullah ta'ala, and from that, and from these oppositions that they have to the way of the messengers, alayhim salatu wasalam, and from their doubts is this issue here. And this is ash-shubhatu al-ula. This is the first doubt. This is the first doubt that they have, and this is from the greatest of their doubts. Rather, Allah knows best, this is their greatest doubt and misconception. This is their greatest doubt and misconception with regards to the affair of Tawheed al-Ibadah. They say that we do not associate any partners with Allah whatsoever. Rather, we bear witness that no one creates, nor provides, nor gives life, nor causes death, and no one disposes of the affair, and no one benefits, nor do they harm, except for Allah alone with no partners. Except for Allah alone with no partners. So we have a claim here, and then they have the evidence for their claim. We have a claim here, and then after that, we have an evidence for their claim. Their claim continues. And also we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he does not own anything from benefit nor harm by himself alone, much less those lesser than him like Abdul Qadir, yani al-Jailani, rahimahullahu ta'ala, from those whom yani they worship besides Allah azza wa jal. And we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he does not own or have authority in his own self or by his own self for any benefit nor any harm, much less from Abdul Qadir or other than them, or other than them. So this is their first doubt. This is their first doubt, and that is they do not believe that they are committing shirk. That they do not believe that they are committing shirk. They believe that they are upon Tawheed. And this is what they say. Whenever you say to them, whenever you say to them about this affair, any calling on the graves, calling on the dead, calling on the mashayikh, calling on Ashab al-Sir, as has preceded, calling on the awliya, calling on others besides Allah Azza wa Jal, and seeking relief in times of distress from them, and slaughtering for them, and taking oaths in their name, so on and so forth. Whenever they're brought up about this affair, and they're warned from that, they say, نَحْنُ لَا نُشْرِكُ بِاللَّهِ شَيْئًا. We do not associate any partners with Allah whatsoever. بَلْ نَشْهَدُ أَنَّهُ لَا يَخْلُقُ وَلَا يَرْزُقُ وَلَا يُحْيِي وَلَا يُمِيتُ وَلَا يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرُ وَلَا يَنْفَعُ وَلَا يَضُرُّ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. They say, we do not associate any partners with Allah whatsoever. We do not associate any partners with Allah whatsoever. What's the proof for that? They say, rather we bear witness that no one creates, nor provides, nor gives life or death, or disposes of the affairs of the universe, and no one is able to benefit or harm alone except for Allah, except for Allah alone. And no one is able to bring benefit nor harm except for Allah alone with no partners. So this is their claim. They say that they do not associate partners with Allah whatsoever, and then they claim the proof for that is that they bear witness that Allah, He's the creator, and that Allah, He's the provider and the sustainer, and that Allah, He gives life and death, and that all benefit and harm is in the hands of Allah alone. So they believe that since they confess to this and they believe in this creed, now any action that they perform will not be considered shirk. This is their understanding here. And they go on to further emphasize, and also we bear witness that Muhammad as well, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he does not have any ability or authority to benefit himself or to harm, much less those lesser than him like Abdul Qadir and other than him from the awliya and the likes like this. So this is their first mistake. This is their first doubt and misconception. This is their first doubt and misconception, and that is that they have restricted the issue of al-tawheed to al-rububiyyah. Their understanding of al-tawheed is restricted to al-rububiyyah, and they have interpreted the statement la ilaha illallah wrong, and this is how they arrived to this. They interpreted the statement la ilaha illallah in the wrong manner, as we have seen in the previous classes. They say that it means la khaliqa illallah, or they say that it means la mudabbira lil umuri illallah, or la qadira ala al-ikhtira illallah. They say that it means that there's no creator except for Allah, or that no one has the ability to originate or create except for Allah, or they say that no one is able to dispose of the affairs of the universe except for Allah. They have made the interpretation of the statement of al-tawheed to refer to tawheed al-rububiyyah only, and this manner they have misunderstood the very foundation of the creed and the deen of the prophets and messengers. So therefore now they believe they do not make shirk. They believe that they do not make shirk. This is their doubt. We understand this. They have sufficed with the issue of al-rububiyyah and understanding it tawheed. They have sufficed with the issue of al-rububiyyah and the understanding of al-tawheed. They go on to further emphasize and to free themselves from blame, and he mentioning also the reason why they are doing what they're doing, and why they are directing these actions to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, وَلَكِنْ أَنَا مُذْنِبٌ. He said, but I'm a sinner. وَالصَّالِحُونَ لَهُمْ جَاهٌ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. And the righteous, they have high status and rank with Allah. وَأَطْلُبُ مِنَ اللَّهِ بِهِمْ. And I am seeking from Allah through them. I'm seeking what I want from Allah through them. So this is their doubt. First they say, we do not make shirk with Allah whatsoever. We do not commit any shirk. What are you claiming? What are you claiming? That we commit shirk? No, we do not commit shirk. Why do we not commit shirk? What is our proof? Because we believe that Allah, He's the creator and the provider and the sustainer alone, and that He is the one who has the ability and to benefit and to harm alone. And we do not believe that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has the ability to benefit whatsoever. And if that's the case, no one lesser than him likewise. No one lesser than him likewise. But the issue is, they say that we have sins. We have sins. And meaning the one who has sins, he's far from Allah. So they confess that we have sins, meaning we're far from Allah. As for the righteous, as for the awliya, as for the prophets and messengers and the awliya, then they have high rank and status with Allah. They're close to Allah. So therefore, we are trying to reach Allah through them. We're trying to get close to Allah through them. Through them. This is their first doubt. You finish? Who can refute their doubt before we even read? Allahu Akbar. This is exactly what the people in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were upon. This is the exact same thing. This is the whole benefit of the introduction that is truly amazing in that manner how he presented this affair, and that great fundamental principle of learning the religion of the messengers alayhi salatu wasalam, and learning the religion and the ways of shirk in the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Now the true deen becomes clear. Now the true deen becomes clear, and likewise the falsehood also becomes very, very clear. So this is the case. So the author, he says, فَجَاوِبْهُمْ بِمَا تَقَدَّمَ. So then if he says this to you, if this person says this to you, who are we talking to now? We're talking to somebody who worships graves. We're talking to somebody who goes to the grave of Al-Badawi, or he goes to the grave of Abd al-Qadir al-Jailani, or he goes to the grave of this one, or the grave of that one, or he goes to a tree, or even if he's not going to the grave, maybe he's even in his home here in America, wa'iyadhu billah, but his heart is attached to that man in the grave. And in times of distress and the likes, or even in good times, whenever he's happy or afraid, he's calling on that man. He's calling on that man and seeking some type of intercession through that individual and the likes like this. So this is the person that he's talking to. Those who believe that it's permissible to call on those in the grave and to call on the awliya, to supplicate to them or through them, so on and so forth. So this is the person that that we're discussing, and this is the person who claims this. Whenever you tell him that calling on the grave, slaughtering for the grave, taking the oath by the grave, this is shirk. This is shirk, waliyadu billah, fear Allah Azza wa Jal. They say, we're not committing shirk. This is not shirk. We say, la ilaha illallah. We say, la ilaha illallah. We believe that Allah is the creator. We believe that Allah is the sustainer. We don't believe that the one in the grave creates anything. We believe that Allah creates. We don't believe that even the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam creates anything. So therefore, we're not committing shirk. We believe in Allah. They say that we believe in Allah. What's wrong with you? We believe in Allah. How can you say that we're mushrikun? Why are you making takfir of the ummah? Why are you so extreme, transgressing the limits? A'udhu billah. Wahhabiyya. Anta wahhabi. Anta wahhabi. Like this, this is what they're going to say now. They're going to say now. But this is just false claims and also desires and whims and emotions. Emotions without any evidence or any proof. Without any evidence or any proof. And then he says, as for me, I'm weak. I have many sins. I'm trying to get close to Allah. Abdul Qadir, he's beloved to Allah. So-and-so is beloved to Allah. So-and-so has high rank and status with Allah. So I'm trying to reach Allah and get close to Him by way of them. By way of them. This is what he is claiming, and this is what he says. So the author, he says, فَجَاوِبْهُمْ بِمَا تَقَدَّمَ. So you, therefore, you just answer him with that which has preceded. وَهُوَ أَنَّ الَّذِينَ قَاتَلَهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مُقِرُّونَ بِمَا ذَكَرْتَ لِي أَيُّهَا الْمُبْطِلِ. He says, so you just respond to them in the manner that which has preceded. And that is that those whom the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he fought, those whom the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fought, they affirmed that what you're mentioning for me, O you person of falsehood. Ya ayyuhal mubtil. Yani meaning that what you're saying to me is the exact same thing that the people in Quraysh, they used to believe. Abu Jahl, he didn't believe anything different than you right now. What you're saying is what Abu Jahl used to say. What you're saying is what Abdul Muttalib used to say, and Abu Talib used to say, and Abu Jahl used to say, and Abu Lahab used to say, and Umayy ibn Khalith used to say. The same thing that you're saying now, they used to say the same thing. They used to say the same thing. مُقِرُّونَ أَنَّ أَوْثَانَهُمْ لَا تُدَبِّرُوا شَيْئًا. They used to affirm and believe that their idols do not dispose of the affairs of anything. وَإِنَّمَا أَرَادُوا مِمَّنْ قَصَدُوا الْجَاهَ وَالشَّفَاءَ. And the only reason they used to take those idols as objects of worship, devoting themselves to them, is in order to obtain their status and rank and intercession. وَقْرَ عَلَيْهِ مَا ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ فِي كِتَابِهِ وَوَضَّحَ. And at this time now you will read to him what Allah has mentioned in his book and clarified. And he meaning again that if one is going to embark upon this this affair, if a person is going to step into this arena where he's going to face the people of falsehood, those who have doubts, and with their doubts they have evidences and proofs, even if their evidences are not proper or correct and their proofs are not firm, yani in accordance to the proper understanding, but they have proofs, they have knowledge, they have doubts, they have means to support what they're upon. So therefore, the one who's going to advance upon that and step into this field, he has to be equipped with knowledge himself. And if not, then he will repel those doubts with the general refutation that has preceded. As for the one who's going to embark upon this issue here, he has to have detailed information. That's why he says, وَقَرَ عَلَيْهِ مَا ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ فِي كِتَابِهِ وَوَضَّحَ. So therefore, read to him now that which Allah had mentioned in his book. Yani mentioned for him the evidences and the proofs. Mentioned for him the evidences and the proofs and the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Read to him those verses, clarifying this issue, clarifying the creed and the belief of the mushrikeen in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore, a person, he has to be equipped with knowledge. And likewise as well from the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise as well from the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his biography. and his biography, and also the statements of the Salaf, from the Sahaba and the Tabi'een and the Atba' Tabi'een after them, radiallahu anhum. And the issue here, again, this doubt is going back to the fact that they have sufficed within their understanding of a Tawheed with Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. With Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. So they have neglected the Tawheed, Tawheed al-Ibadah, Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. They have neglected this right and violated that right. They have neglected and violated this right. And this is the wisdom for the sending of the prophets and messengers. And this is the wisdom for the creation of the heavens and the earth, and for the revelation of the scripture and the books, and for the coming of the prophets and messengers, alayhimu salatu wassalam, and the establishment of jihad. An establishment of jihad with the weapon and with the tongue, in order to remove the people from the darkness of paganism and polytheism, and being attached to the creation, to the light. To the light of a Tawheed and sincere and true devotion to the Creator alone. So this is the wisdom from the creation in its first place. The reason for our life is to make the religion purely and sincerely for Allah. This is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they have violated. That they have violated in this understanding. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He mentioned in His book, clarifying this affair, وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ وَلَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. And the majority of them, yani it has been mentioned here, and the majority of them, yani the majority of mankind, or even more specific, the majority of the people of Quraysh, the majority of them, وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. And the majority of them, yani the majority of the people, they do not believe in Allah, they do not believe in Allah except that they associate partners with Him. Except that they associate partners with Him. So Allah Azza wa Jal, He's clarifying in this verse, this is the creed of the majority of mankind. This is the creed of the majority of mankind, that they believe in Allah, but along with that, they associate partners with Allah. They believe in Allah, but along with that, they commit shirk with Allah. And this is this man's creed here. The one who he says this affair here. We do not make shirk, except for he's misguided and he doesn't confess to that which Allah has affirmed. So he says, we're not making shirk, we're not taking partners. We testify that Allah alone, He's the creator and the provider and the sustainer and the disposer of the affairs of the universe. We testify to that. So therefore, we're not making shirk. We testify that the prophets and the righteous, they do not have authority over the creation to benefit nor to harm. We testify to that. So therefore, we're not making shirk. Allah, He mentioned about this, exactly what they're falling into. Rather, that is shirk. That, وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. And the majority of them, they do not believe in Allah, except that they make shirk with Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has been narrated from Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhuma, that he says, مِنْ إِمَانِهِمْ إِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاءِ وَمَنْ خَلَقَ الْأَرْضِ وَمَنْ خَلَقَ الْجِبَالِ قَالُوا اللَّهِ وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhuma, he says about this verse, from their iman, yani that Allah, He mentions, and most of them, the majority of them, do not believe in Allah, except that they are pagans and polytheists, except that they make shirk. So affirming that they believe in Allah, along with the fact that they make shirk, and they have a type of belief in Allah, along with the fact that they make shirk with that belief, and in that belief in Allah, along with that they make shirk. So Ibn Abbas, and he says their belief in Allah, what does that mean? Whenever it's said to them, who created the heavens, who created the earth, who created the mountains, they say Allah. They say Allah. That's the meaning of this verse. The majority of them do not believe in Allah except that they make shirk with Him. Except that they take partners with Him in worship. So they believe in Allah, but their belief is not correct. Therefore, they take partners along with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you say to them, who created the heavens? They say Allah. If you say to them, who created the earth? They say Allah. If you say to them, who created the mountains? They say Allah. But he says, وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. But at the same time, they're pagans and polytheists. But at the same time, they're pagans and polytheists. From the students of Ibn Abbas and radiallahu anhuma, Ikrimah, rahimahullah, he says, تَسْأَلُهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فَيَقُولُونَ اللَّهِ. The meaning of this verse is that if you ask them, who created them, who created the heavens and the earth, then indeed they're going to say Allah. فَذَلِكَ إِيمَانُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ. This is their iman in Allah. This is the limit of their faith in Allah. If you ask them who created them, they say Allah. If you ask them who created the heavens and the earth, they say Allah. So this is what this verse means. وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. The majority of them do not believe in Allah except for they make shirk with Him. Except for they associate partners with Him in worship. So this is what it means. They believe in the lordship of Allah. And this is the way of mankind. This is something that's in the fitrah that people do not deny. The people do not deny. And except for those who are extremely misled and misguided. Extremely misled and misguided. And even those individuals who claim to be atheists, in their hearts they know that there's a creator and that they did not come from nothing. In their hearts they know that there's a creator and they did not come from nothing. And whenever they find themselves in extreme distress, their hearts go to the sky. Their hearts go up to the heavens. Their hearts go up to the heavens, and hoping for some type of aid and relief. Hoping for some type of aid and relief. With the Raqibu fil Fulki, da'awullaha mukhlisina lahu deen. Mukhlisina lahu deen. So, this is the issue. He says, فَذَلِكَ إِيمَانُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ. This is their faith in Allah. وَهُمْ يَعْبُدُونَ غَيْرَهُ. But at the same time, they worship others besides Him. They worship others besides Him. Likewise, from the students of Ibn Abbas and radiyallahu anhuma Mujahid. Mujahid, he says, rahimahullah, إِيمَانُهُمْ قَوْلُهُمْ اللَّهُ خَلَقَنَا وَيَرْزُقُنَا وَيُمِيتُنَا فَهَذَا إِيمَانٌ مَعَ شِرْكِ عِبَادَتِهِمْ غَيْرَهُ. He says that their faith, their iman, is that they say Allah created us and He is providing for us and He will cause us to die. Allah created us and He's providing for us and He will cause us to die. So this is their faith, along with the fact that they associate partners with Allah in worship. Along with the fact that they associate others and partners with Allah in worship. So Ibn Abbas and radiyallahu anhumah, we know who he is. He's turjuman al-Qur'an wa bahru al-Ummah. وَحَبْرُ الْأُمَّةِ. He's the one who is most well-versed in the interpretation of the Qur'an. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam supplicated for him for this specifically. اللهم علمه التأويل. اللهم فقهه في الدين وعلمه التأويل. Yani the supplication from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam supplicated for him for Allah to grant him understanding in the religion and to bestow upon him the interpretation of the Quran. So this is how he has interpreted this verse, that the majority of them do not believe in Allah except they associate partners with Him in worship. And this is the meaning of that. This is what this person is saying here. Likewise, after him, Ikrimah, he's from the Tabi'een. And he's from the Tabi'een. He's from the students of Ibn Abbas. Also Mujahid, he's from the Tabi'een. And he's from the best of them. And from the students of Ibn Abbas and radiyallahu anhum jami'an also, and they have the same understanding. So therefore, to think that it's sufficient to believe that Allah, He's the creator and the provider and the sustainer alone, and that this will suffice in saving one from the hellfire, then this is the clearest of falsehood. This is the clearest of falsehood. Rather, this is the exact same religion that the people were upon in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is their doubt. They claim that they are not committing shirk. What is their proof? They believe in Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. So the one who believes in Tawheed al-Rububiyyah and their understanding, then he has become safe from the hellfire. And he has established the kalima, La ilaha illallah. So this is very clear, the falsehood of that. This is very simple to understand now, after seeing the deen of the mushrikeen. So from those who have mentioned some benefits with regards to this verse is Shaykh Muhammad Al-Amin Al-Shanqiti rahimahullahu ta'ala in his tafsir called Adwa'u Al-Bayyan Fi Idahi Al-Qur'ani Bil-Qur'an, light of clarification and clarifying the Qur'an by way of the Qur'an. So he mentioned about this verse here in Surah Yusuf. وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. And the majority of them, they do not believe in Allah except for they associate partners with Him in worship. We have seen what the Salaf mentioned about that. And this is the exact same doubt that these people have now, today. And continuing until today. So he says, mentioning that which any Ibn Abbas and Hassan and Mujahid, Qari Ibn Abbas and Hassan and Mujahid and Amr al-Shabi and أكثر المفسرين إن معنى هذه الآية أن أكثر الناس وهم الكفار ما كانوا يؤمنون بالله بتوحيدهم له في ربوبيته إلا وهم مشركون به غيره في عبادته. He mentioned any that which, and he's summarizing that which has come from Ibn Abbas and al-Hassan and Mujahid and Amir al-Shabi and the majority of those who interpret the Quran, that the meaning of this verse is that the majority of mankind, and they are those who disbelieve and they are the disbelievers, they do not believe in Allah and His Tawheed and His Lordship, except they associate partners with Him in worship. Except that they associate partners with Him in worship. فَالْمُرَادُ بِإِيمَانِهِمْ اعْتِرَافُهُمْ بِأَنَّهُ رَبُّهُمْ الَّذِي هُوَ خَالِقُهُمْ وَمُدَبِّرُ شُؤُونِهِمْ وَالْمُرَادُ بِشِرْكِهِمْ عِبَادَتُهُمْ غَيْرَهُ مَعَهُ. He says, so what is intended by they have faith. They do not believe except, meaning they believe. The majority of mankind, they do not believe except that they associate partners. Meaning that the majority of mankind, they believe. But along with their belief, they associate partners. So he's saying again to emphasize that what is intended by the fact that they believe, meaning they confess that Allah is their Lord, and that Allah, He is their Creator, and that Allah, He is the one who is disposing of the affairs. And what is intended by the fact that they make shirk is that they worship others along with Allah. He says, وَالْآيَاتُ الدَّالَّةُ عَلَى هَذَا الْمَعْنَى كَثِيرًا جِدًّا. And the verses that indicate this, they are many. They are many. كَقَوْلِهِ, like the statement of Allah the Most High. We have read these before, but we'll read them again, because this issue, it must be firm in the heart. قُلْ, say to them, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, مَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَمَّا يَمْلِكُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَمَنْ يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَيُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ وَمَنْ يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ فَسَيَقُولُونَ اللَّهُ فَقُلْ أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. These verses are many that establish this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He ordered the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this verse. He says, say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who provides for you from the heavens and the earth? Who has authority and ownership over hearing and seeing? And who is the one who brings the living from the dead and brings the dead out of the living? And who was the one who is disposing of the affairs? وَمَنْ يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرِ. And who is the one who is disposing of the affairs? So Allah, He mentions, what will they say to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? فَسَيَقُولُونَ Allah. They are going to say Allah. Meaning that they confess and they believe that Allah provides for them from the heavens and the earth, that Allah, He has authority and ownership and complete ownership over the ability to hear and to see, and that Allah alone, He is the one who brings the living out of the dead and brings the dead out of the living, and that Allah alone, He is the one who is disposing of the affairs of this universe. فَسَيَقُولُونَ اللَّهُ فَقُلْ أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. So say to them now, if you believe in that, should you not fear Allah? Say to them now, if you believe in this, then should you not fear Allah? He says, رَحِيمُهُ كَقَوْلِهِ, and also like the statement of Allah, وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتُهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَهُمْ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهُ فَأَنَّ يُؤْفَكُونَ. And if you ask them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ, whenever you ask them, meaning, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ask who? Who is he going to ask? Whenever you ask them, who is he going to ask? The people in his time. Yes. The people, the mushrikun, the people in his time. All those people and the pagans, the polytheists, the Jews and the Christians, all of them, those people in his time. Whenever you ask them, and the likes like this, and he specifically the pagans and the likes, what is سَأَلْتُهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَهُمْ, if you ask any one of them, who created them, what are they going to say? لَيَقُولُنَّ Allah. فَأَنَّ يُفَكُنْ, they're going to say Allah. If you ask any one of them, if you ask Abu Jahl, who created him, he's going to say Allah. If you ask Huyay ibn Akhtab, who created him, he's going to say Allah. If you ask any of them from the Nasara or the Jews or the Mushrikun, any of them, or this, if you ask any of them who created them, they're going to say Allah. That was their creed, that was their belief. This is what Allah, He says about them. Wala in sa'altuhum man khalaqahum la yaquluna Allah fa anna yufakum. So how are they then turned away? وَقَوْلِهِ, and likewise the statement of Allah, وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ خَلَقَهُنَّ الْعَزِيزُ الْعَلِيمُ. And if you ask them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who created the heavens and the earth, and then indeed they will say that the Almighty and the All-Knowing is the one who had created it. So then he says, وَقَوْلِهِ, and the statement of Allah the Most High, وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتُهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَسَخَّرَ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهُ فَأَنَّى يُؤْفَكُونَ. And if you ask them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who created the heavens and the earth, and who subjected the sun and the moon, any in that order, in that manner, then indeed they will say, Allah. So then how are you turned away? وَقَوْلِهِ وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ نَزَّلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَحْيَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَوْتِهَا لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهُ قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَقِيلُونَ. And if you ask them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who sends water from the sky and causes the earth to come to life after being barren and dead, then indeed they will say, Allah. Then say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, all praise and thanks is for Allah. Rather, the majority of them do not understand, do not even comprehend and understand. وَقَوْلِهِ قُلْ لِمَنِ الْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهَا إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ سَيَقُولُونَ لِلَّهِ قُلْ أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who does the earth and everything therein belong to, if you truly know? They are going to say, it belongs to Allah. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then will you not take admonition? قُلْ مَنْ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ السَّبْعِ وَرَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ سَيَقُولُونَ لِلَّهِ. Then say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the Lord of the seven heavens and who is the Lord of the great throne? Then indeed they will say, it is Allah. All of this belongs to Allah. قُلْ أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. Say to them then, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will you not fear Allah? قُلْ مَنْ بِيَدِهِ مَلَكُوتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ يُجِيرُ وَلَا يُجَارُ عَلَيْهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ سَيَقُولُونَ لِلَّهِ قُلْ فَأَنَّى تُسْحَرُونَ. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has the dominion of everything in his hands, who has the authority and command of everything in his hands, and he is the one who protects and no one can protect against him, if you truly know, then indeed they will say, Allah. They will say, Allah. It is Allah who has authority over these affairs. Say to them now, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then how are you bewitched and deceived? And how are you deceived? إِلَى غَيْرِ ذَلِكَ مِنَ الْآيَاتِ. And other than this from the verses. These are just a few verses from a number of them. There are many verses establishing this creed. So a person should never have doubts about the creed of the mushrikeen. The mushrikun, specifically in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they believe in Allah. They believe in Allah. They believe that Allah was the creator and the provider and the sustainer, the one who gives life and the one who gives death. And that benefit is from Allah, and that harm is from Allah. The ability to benefit and to harm is in the hands of Allah Azza wa Jal. They did not believe that their idols that they worship besides Allah, or any of their objects of worship that they had taken besides Allah, did any of this. None of them believed that. None of them believed that. If that belief was found amongst them, it's very rare. Just as if it's found today, it's still very rare likewise. Maybe there are some very far off people who might have this false creed that there is another creator besides Allah. Even like Fir'aun, he said, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى, and I am your Lord the Most High. But even he said that in falsehood and in rebellion. So the point is to understand their creed. They believe in Allah. So to believe in Allah is not sufficient. Along with this, they're saying, "All, if you ask them this, they say that. If you ask them this, they say that. If you ask them this, they say that." This did not protect their blood. Rather, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he fought them. He fought them, and that creed did not save their blood. It did not enter into Islam. Did not enter them to Islam, no matter who they were, whether they were the mushrikun of the Arab, or whether they were the Jews, or whether they were the Christians. Whatever their creed was, they had this belief. They did not, in this manner, enter into Islam. They did not, in this manner, enter into Islam until they submitted and surrendered to Allah Azza wa Jalla and made the religion entirely for the sake of Allah. As Shaykh al-Shankiti rahimahullah ta'ala, after mentioning all these verses here, he says, وَمَعَ هَذَا فَإِنَّهُمْ قَالُوا أَجَعَلَ الْآلِهَةَ إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا إِنَّ هَذَا لَشَيْءٌ عُجَابٌ. Along with all of these proofs, along with all of this, clarifying that their creed, clarifying that their creed was that they believe that Allah is the creator, the provider, and the sustainer, and the one disposing of the affairs. Along with all of that, they still said Is he going to make the objects of worship one? Indeed, this is something that's very strange. Is he going to make all the gods one? Indeed, this is something very strange. So he says, رحمه الله وهذه الآيات القرآنية تدل على أن توحيد الربوبية لا ينقذ من الكفر إلا إذا كان معه توحيد العبادة أي عبادة الله وحده لا شريك له ويدل لذلك قوله تعالى وما يؤمن أكثرهم بالله إلا وهم مشركون. He said these noble Quranic verses, they indicate that Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, believing that Allah, He's the Lord and the Creator and the Sustainer and the Provider of the heavens and the earth and the Disposer of the affairs of this universe, will not save a person from disbelief. Tawheed al-Rububiyyah alone will not save a person from disbelief, except if he brings along with that Tawheed al-Ibadah, meaning that he worships Allah alone with no partners, making all of the actions of worship for Allah alone with no partners. And that which indicates this is the statement of Allah the Most High, the meaning of which is, and the majority of them do not believe except that they associate partners with Allah and worship. Except that they associate partners with Allah and worship. So by changing the names or changing the rights or denying the issue, this does not benefit them. The issue is with regards to realities, to devote any action of worship or to direct that to other than Allah, this is shirk, regardless of the name or regardless of the initial creed of a person. This is shirk. If a person, he devoted any action of worship to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had fallen into shirk. He had fallen into shirk. So to claim that this is not shirk, this is falsehood. And this is very clear. Rather, this is what the pagans in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi وسلم, they were upon. After this, the author, he mentions the second shubha, and this shubha is summarized in their statement that they say these verses, any of the verses with regards to the threat of the hellfire, and like the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla, وَمَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفًا, and so on and so forth. And whenever you mention verses threatening the pagans and polytheists with the hellfire, so on and so forth, or that these individuals, they had fallen into shirk, they say these verses, they were revealed with regards to worshiping idols, worshiping stones. They say we're not doing that with stones. We're calling on righteous people. They're calling on stones. They're calling on stones, idols. We're calling on righteous people. So it's different. This is what they're claiming now. Likewise. This is what they're claiming. So this is their next doubt. Their next doubt. So their next doubt is that they are restricting paganism to worshiping idols alone, to worshiping stones. But in reality, paganism is greater than that. And the evidence for this, in summarization, we take it in detail in the next class, is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came to people who were upon many different methodologies in worship. He came to the pagans. Some of them, they sought blessing from trees. Some of them, they worship graves. Some of them, they worship idols. Some of them worship stones and the likes like this. They had many different objects of worship. And likewise, he came to the Jews. They had objects of worship. And the Christians, they're calling on Jesus, and they're calling on Maryam. They're calling on Isa alayhi salam and his mother. And this was all apparent at that time. Others, they're worshiping jinn. Others, they're worshiping jinn. Others, they're worshipping angels. All of this is affirmed in the Book of Allah Azza wa Jal, and in the Sunnah and the Seerah, the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that there are individuals worshipping many different things. Many different things. Some of them worshipping stars. Some of them worshipping planets and the likes like this in the sky. And others worshipping other than that. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not distinguish between any of them. Did not distinguish between any of them. Rather, he considered all of them to be disbelievers, and he fought them all in the same manner. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is their second doubt. And inshallah, we take that in the next class along with the third one. And bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, they will be easy to realize and understand if we understood this very first principle, which is the deen of the mushrikeen and the deen of the mursaleen. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.